This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing and Jacobson Whitehall. Today is step 6 of the 7 steps of the authority snowball. I want to talk about step number 6 today, which is appearing in podcasts. So I'm not sure if you know this, but podcasting has been around for a fair number of years, but it's really grown tremendously, especially over the past year or two. There's a lot of political pundits that have podcasts, and you may know of Joe Rogan. He was on Fear Factor. He was the host. He's a comedian. He is the number one podcaster in the world. He had signed a deal with Spotify for them only to host his podcasts for close to $200 million. So Joe Rogan is a massive force, and he's the head of all podcasts right now. So this step, the whole point of this step is we just want to continue to ramp up and snowball and grow your authority surrounding your speaker book or speaker books. So one of the ways, again, is to get into traditional media, like we had spoken about in a previous step, newspapers, radio, TV, etc., those kinds of things. But podcasts are really big, up-and-coming, and continuously growing media. And like I said, Joe Rogan's probably one of the best examples of it. There's many, many other great podcasters out there. I myself, I'm not one of the great podcasters, but I do an attorney marketing podcast. I also do one on science and health and bioscience. I've done just about 3,000 podcasts. By the end of this year, 2021, it'll be up to 3,000. I'm right about 2,700. So I've talked to many, many people. I've done a lot of podcasts. And I want to tell you a little bit of the inside scoop because I've done this for so long and so many times with so many people. Just to give you some more examples, on Joe Rogan's podcast, he's had people like Elon Musk. He's had Sean Carroll, the quantum physicist, who has a really big name in quantum physics. He's had Neil deGrasse Tyson. I mean, he's had the top level people in the world on his podcast. So this medium really can convey a lot of stardom. And there are podcasts out there that every podcast that goes out gets millions of listens. Tim Ferriss of the 4-Hour Workweek, he's had the number one podcast on and off. He's been competing with Joe Rogan, who's a friend of his, but he's had the number one podcast for a number of years. And he surpassed, 100 million downloads maybe about 2 years ago. So podcasts are a big business. A lot of the major media companies are investing in advertising on podcasts. And I'm going to talk to you about how you can get onto them, how you can appear in them. So one of the first things is getting on that first podcast. It doesn't really serve to just make a list of podcasters and say, hey, I want to be on your show. They get lots of requests for people. A lot of the requests come in the form of email, and it's a long, droning 10, 12 sentences that talks about how great the guest is and why you should have them. And they don't look and see if the podcast is relevant to what their guest does. They don't give talking points that the guest could talk about, any of that stuff. So if you want to get on podcasts and further amplify your authority and talk about your speaker book or speaker books, you have to do a couple things. So you got to build a list of relevant podcasters. If you do estate planning, you may want to tie this to wealth preservation or tax type issues, trusts, etc. And believe me, there are people that are doing podcasts about trusts and estates and wills, etc. Criminal defense. There are plenty of podcasts that talk about real life, true crime. Those may be very appropriate because, and if you discuss some of your cases, you don't give the names. You can change some of the facts of the case and still protect client confidentiality. But what's more true crime than that? So if you're a criminal defense attorney and you've, represented in some high-level cases or really interesting or crazy ones, there is true crime right there. And that's going to be really juicy stuff for some of these podcasters to hear. So you want to know your market. Family law, divorce, child custody, etc. All these markets, personal injury, everything. There's not only famous people having these legal problems, famous divorces, famous DUIs, etc. They're big issues. They're pervasive in society. There's a lot that could be talked about, and there's a lot of podcasters talking about similar issues. So first thing you want to do is develop a list of relevant podcasters that have a hope of having you on their podcast if you present yourself in the right way. Then you need what's called a one sheet. Nice looking picture, professional. your talking points, other media you've been in, if you have been in other media, your website, a picture of your book, etc. And again, your talking points, what you can talk about. And that needs to go out to relevant podcasters. And that makes a much better impression than just an email where someone's just blabbing on about some CEO that overcame adversity, which is what I get a lot. So that's one really important thing you want to do. Your job, and it's okay to go to the lower level podcast first. Everyone needs content. As a podcaster, you need people to interview. It's just part of it. So there, the podcasters are a media source, and media always needs content. So you can start with the lower level podcasts, get on them, get some experience, get your feet. If you haven't been interviewed before, it may take a little getting used to. I mean, those of you that are in court and have to, you know, examine, cross-examine, or whatever, you should have zero fear. But it doesn't always translate to being interviewed. You never know. Could come across as boring. You could come across as not answering the question, etc. So I know from experience, again, some people are great to interview. Some people don't answer a single question I ask them. It's amazing. They'd be really good in court. You get all kinds. Some are boring. Some are terse. Some are will talk you to death, as I hopefully am not doing here. But again, podcasts, big media. And I don't want you to think of a podcast just as something you listen to. So yes, you listen to them. But a lot of podcasters are doing video. So that means their podcasts appear on YouTube. They appear on a lot of different media channels. They are promoted on Twitter. They're promoted on Facebook. Facebook Live is a format for some podcasters as well. So if you get onto a podcast, chances are nowadays with Zoom, it could be video as well. So people could hear you, see you, get a feel for who you are and if you're likable, etc. That can be taken, you know, if you do a podcast with someone, get a copy of it, put it on your website, put that podcaster's badge. You know, I've been on the ABC and XYZ podcasts. I've been featured on 123 podcast with John Smith. You know, these are just more and more accolades you can put on your site, and they're just further going to increase your authority. People are going to be like, wow, this lawyer has been in the news. They've been in podcasts. They have a radio show. They've done books. I mean, I don't know if I can afford this person. That's what I would think. I would think they would be charging a lot of money. But if I was affluent and I was seeking a lawyer, that would attract me because I know that they're expensive, but I know there's no way they get all this media coverage because they suck. They've got to be good. So that's who the affluent people go for. So podcasting is incredibly powerful, very seductive to potential clients. And again, wealthy ones too. So it's just a really great medium. You got to be a little patient. Again, you got to build this list and follow up continuously with podcasters. They're going to ask you, you know, how is this relevant to my listeners? My listeners are XYZ. Or if they don't say that, say, what kind of listeners do you have? What message can I bring to them that you think will be really valuable for them? I want to make this a home run for you, the host. I want to make this obviously a home run for me. How can I make sure that your listeners are really going to love what I have to say? And as a podcaster, if you hear that, that's like, wow, that's respectful. And I would definitely have someone that took a moment to identify that for me and help me so that they do a good job for my audience. I would be thrilled to do that. If you get onto podcasts, or when you do, you can offer a coupon. So you can do free consultation, which probably isn't too exciting. You could say specifically for the listeners of ABC's show, which I'm on right now, use the code DEFEND10, and I will give you 10% off any retainer agreement that we set up should you choose to do so. Nothing wrong with that. Your fees are not set in stone anyway, for the most part, except if it's bankruptcy. So you have a lot of flexibility. So 10% can easily be added to the fee, and then you quote-unquote discount it, or not. But it's always nice if you're on media to give a coupon, to give a benefit, a thank you to people listening to that show. So if I run a show and my guests offer coupons and discounts for listeners to my show, my listeners like that. They feel like, wow, you know, Rich not only does this podcast, but he gets us these discounts on stuff that he learn, you know, helps us learn about. We like this. This is great. So you're not the podcaster, but I'm just telling you the mindset of a podcaster and how to make sure that you can get onto them. So again, this is becoming a big business. If you listen to some podcasts before you choose to do this, I encourage you to do so. But you'll see, maybe you listen already, but you'll hear ads. A lot of big time podcasters, that's how they monetize, is by ads, some by subscriptions, etc. again, I don't want to make this about the inside of the podcast business, but I do want to tell you enough so that you know how it works. And I want to mention that we're actually starting a podcast for attorneys. So I will interview attorneys from time to time, but we're starting a new service end of January. It's going to be the Legal Thought Leaders Network podcast. And we're going to have exclusive attorneys for their metro and practice area come on, and we'll do 4 shows a quarter. We'll get these podcasts out. We'll interview them. They can use it on their website as accolades, and you know, being featured on the Legal Thought Leaders podcast is a good thing. It's not a very expensive program. It'll help you. The content can be repurposed, transcribed, edited into articles, and put on your site. It'll help with your SEO. It'll help with client engagement. It'll just help everywhere. So you may want to inquire about that. That's coming this year, and it's something that you may want to be a part of. I want you to check out. You can find out more about how to get on podcasts, and we can help you. We have a service of our own that helps you get on podcasts. We know, again, how they work and what they're looking for. And if you want to be a part of the Legal Thought Leaders Podcast Network, that's also a new program that we're offering. The way to find out about this is go to speakeasymarketinginc.com or call 888-225-8594. You could also email us support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Okay, that's step 6 of the 7 steps of the authority snowball. And I think you can see, if you stayed with me this long, how adding each step is just going to build this mountain of authority and credibility higher and higher and higher till it casts a shadow on everyone else around you, all your competitors. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.